الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وأما الذين كفروا فيقولون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا. In the previous ayat we read where the non-Muslims of Makkah Sharif, the Kuffar, had one objection, this also of the Quran Sharif, that when it is the word of Allah Ta'ala, then why are very simple and ordinary things also mentioned in the Quran Sharif, like for example, the example of a fly, a mosquito, spider, etc. They said, Allah is so great, so high, how can He mention such things? So the answer was given that for what the reason for that example was given, it isn't in relationship with Allah, but in relationship with that lowly action. That is, if you want to describe something which is very bad and low, then you have to give the example of something which is low also. Like this dunya, here the example is given that Allah Ta'ala, the example of this dunya which has got no value in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. The akhirat has got value, deen has got value, this dunya and the things which make a person unmindful of Allah has got no value whatsoever. So Allah gave the example of that, like that of a mosquito. That a mosquito, as long as it is hungry, it lives. But when it gets full, then it dies. Like that, the people of this dunya also, who just live for this dunya, they live for it, and then when it is given, then Allah Ta'ala takes them to task. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. So Allah Ta'ala says, by this example and by the Quran Sharif in general, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So جو لوگ مؤمن ہیں, those who are believers, who by nature, their nature is towards Allah, their hearts are clean, they turn to Allah. فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. So وہ جانتے ہیں کہ یہ مثال ٹھیک ہے, نازل ہوئی اللہ کی طرف سے. Then they accept this examples wholeheartedly. It is from Allah, it is the book of Allah, the kalam of Allah. They don't have any objection in it. And that is the sign of a clear heart. As one of our salaf, the pious predecessors say, that when I don't understand the example of the examples given in the Quran Sharif, I cry upon my condition that it is the word of Allah. Allah has given the example, and why is it that my heart is not understanding it? So it is our weakness, not a weakness in the Quran Sharif, na'uzu billah. If 12 o'clock in the day, when there isn't a cloud in the sky, and a person can't see the sun and the light of the sun, there is no fault in the sun and the light of the sun. It is his eyes that he is blind, he can't see. So it will be our blindness, it is no fault whatsoever. So the believers understand and they accept wholeheartedly. And in another place in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says that وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. That those people who are well grounded in knowledge, they have proper knowledge, they accept the whole of the Quran Sharif wholeheartedly. And they say it is all from Allah Ta'ala. And they don't have any doubts. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Or جو kafir ہے. However, those people who have got kufr, or the signs of kufr in them, the signs of hypocrisy in them, their answer to all this is فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. So کہتے ہیں کہ کیا مطلب تھا اللہ کا اس مثال سے. Why is Allah given such an example? They find fault in everything. Just like us with everything, that whenever we listen to a talk also, there are those who turn wholeheartedly to it, they accept it, and they benefit tremendously. While there will be others that will also listen, but they will be listening to find fault all the time. And almost in everything, they will find fault. And like one wise person has said, if you look for faults, you will find millions of faults. And it is with the eyes that a person looks. If a person looks with the eyes of fault finding, he will just find fault. And a person who looks for with the eyes of finding good, he will find good and he will benefit. And the person who looks for faults, he will just now be adding the faults of other people also now to his memory, to his heart and to his mind. And a person who looks for good, he will be adding good to himself, to his mind and his heart. Consequently, he will feel good also. He will be comfortable. And a person who just finds faults, he will be more uncomfortable. He will be more disarranged in his mind and more disturbed also all the time. He won't have any happiness. And his nature will be like that, as the examples are given, that amongst the animal kingdom, there are those animals that don't harm any other animal also, or any other creation. Like that is one group of people. Another is that harms others but for its benefit. Like a lion will kill a buck, but for its own benefit, it will eat the buck, the buck. So some people live on other people for their benefit. Then there are those in the animal kingdom who kill others, but they don't get any benefit from it either. Like a snake, a scorpion, it will kill somebody, but it doesn't eat that person. It doesn't get the benefit also. So mankind also drops to that level, that he harms other people and he gets no benefit himself also. So there are those, so there's different groups Allah Ta'ala has described, and it is for us to see. And the building of Iman is absolutely necessary before a person studies Quran Sharif. Like a Jew, Christian also studies Quran, but they are, though, why they study it? According to them, to find fault and to use it against the Muslims. So like that, a Muslim can also be like that. He studies the Quran and na'uz billah, he finds faults in the Quran. Very sad condition of that person. And a person who has Iman, he will study Quran and get hidayat. The Iman will become stronger. Every ayat he reads, his Iman becomes stronger. As in one place Allah Ta'ala explains, by every ayat that came down, the believer's Iman increased. And the munafiqs, hypocrisy and kufr increased all the time because they denied more. May Allah make us amongst those people whose hearts are open for the word of Allah and for the whole of deen, and we accept it wholeheartedly. What we understand and what we don't understand, we accept it wholeheartedly. Kullum min indi rabbina. Everything is from Allah Ta'ala. And we are not amongst those that we are just all the time finding fault in people, finding fault in the ulama, finding fault then na'uzu billah in Quran and Hadith. There are more than enough so-called Muslims who find fault in Quran and Hadith also. And then we find fault in Allah Ta'ala also, na'uzu billah. There is no fault in Allah, in the Quran and Hadith. The fault is within us. Our eyes are like that. May Allah guide us to righteousness in every way. Oh,